This is the Lion magazine for spring 2022. And we start with an address from International President Douglas X. Alexander. Dear Lions, once upon a time, remember those magic words. They have the power to instantly transport you to another place and time. That's what stories do. They stop time and enable you to imagine other worlds. When I was young, I loved to read stories about baseball players and listen to my grandmother tell stories about our family. Today, I love the stories I hear about you. Lion stories are the greatest stories on earth. They are stories about kindness and effort and grace. They are stories about bringing people together and giving of ourselves because we know in our heart that it's the right thing to do and the right way to live. In a world where tragedies feel all too frequent, it is more important than ever to share your stories of service. Share them on social media, share them at city council meetings, and share them with fellow Lions at club and district meetings. Call up the local newspapers and tell them about the great projects you're doing. People want and need to hear about the good being done in the world. And we have the honour of doing a lot of good for a lot of people. When I need to renew my spirit, I sit down with a cup of tea and my favourite stories. Stories about Lions. For a few hours of heartwarming tales. I know I will come away inspired. Inspired by you. The theme of this Lion magazine is Makers and Creators. Members of Lions clubs throughout the British Isles use their creative talents in many ways to serve their local communities. Bexhill Lions make something magical from recycled materials to create educational green fairy trails. Next, an upcycled Japanese themed koi carp pond reveals how Keithley Lions use woodwork skills to start a crafting revolution and attract new members. Elsewhere, you can learn to take great photographs and get involved in creating an online map of Lions friendship benches. The theme continues in the popular Lion podcast Step Forward and Volunteer, added to the website on the second Wednesday each month. To find out how to listen or download the podcast and a talking magazine audio version of this Lion magazine, visit https://lionsclubs.co/public/lion-magazine. Makers and Creators. Do you know the way to fairy wood? It's a secret known only to those who carry fairy dust in their pockets. So go on, check now. Fairy folk are nimble and very tidy, and this is how Bexhill Lions spotted telltale signs that fairy friends were in their midst. There was a tiny pile of fairy dust beside a broom made from a used matchstick and a sparrow feathers, and it was outside a fairy door where a small notice was pinned, Help Wanted. The Lions stepped forward and agreed to get involved with the fairies' clever plan to create a green fairy trail. And this fun idea helps children in the local community learn about protecting the environment. The trail was free to enter and decorated by Bexhill Lions using donated, salvaged and recycled materials. Quiz sheets could be bought for £1, with crafted fairy things on sale at the end of the adventure. Children were invited to get creative, for example, by painting fairy doors to take home. Bexhill Lions' first green fairy trail was a great success, entrancing around 150 children and adults. Trails in other locations followed, with more planned this year. So if you want to know how to make a fairy trail. First, make a wind and light catcher. Wash and remove any labels, cut off the bottom, tie a piece of string to the neck of a bottle, paint rings in alternative colours with acrylic paint, cut the bottle into one long spiral with two colours in each strip. Stop at the bottle's shoulders and cut off the top. Screw the lid back on and hang the spiral to dry. Make two flowers. Take the bottom and top of the bottle. Around the sharp edge, carefully cut slits to make petal shapes and bend these out and paint with acrylic paint. Reuse thin garden cane or bamboo stalks and hot glue as the stem of each flower. And if you want to really know how to do it, you can watch a video clip on YouTube at LMRO in capitals, QWO 82 capital VI. Then find a woodland site. Get in touch with owners of local woods such as Woodland Trust or local councils. A good site has an established meandering footpath and places for displays. It needs separate entrance and exit and room for queues. Expect to attract 200 children with their families. Have clear signage on arrival and to navigate the trail. Easy access is required for setup, as well as visitors with wheelchairs or buggies. Look for nearby parking and an area where families can meet, have a picnic and enjoy entertainment. Carry out risk assessment. Create a list of possible risks. Review Lions British Isles health and safety information and ensure public liability insurance is in place. Ensure you have sufficient volunteers on the day to manage queues, cover the entrance and exit, keep the trail tidy and run craft activities. Brief everyone what to do in case of an emergency. Have a first aid box, accident book and mobile phone available. And print out consent forms for photography. Promotion. Prepare text and images to send news of the event to the media with posters for schools, activity clubs and other local places. Display signs at the trail site. Add details to the club website and use a calendar of stories for social media to build interest. Encourage children to dress as fairies and other woodland characters. Award certificates and prizes on the day for quiz and costume winners and share photos online. Plan for poor weather. Let people know updates will be posted on Facebook. And on the day, start early. Suggest opening times of 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with last entrance at 2:30 p.m. Decorate the trail with bunting, wind and light catchers, jam jar fairies, bug hotels. Set up features off the path such as fairy schools, castles and caravans plus unicorn stables. Display environmental facts, figures and actions throughout the trail. Have plenty of quiz sheets, pens, pencils available. Prepare tables and chairs for craft activities and be ready to take payments and donations. Have a seating and refreshments area for volunteer breaks. The only way to have a friend is to be one. Ralph Waldo Emerson. In Ricky Gervais' smash hit Netflix series Afterlife, a grieving Tony Johnson finds friendship with a fellow widower, Anne. Both visit the cemetery each day and bond over their losses, swapping stories about the departed partners while sitting on a bench. The storyline has won hearts with its touching portrayal of grief. And Netflix has teamed up with Calm, Campaign Against Living Miserably, to place benches in 25 locations across the UK to encourage people to sit down and gather their own thoughts or share them with others. Lion clubs have a long-standing history of funding benches to be placed in their local communities, and they can be found across the British Isles in a wide range of locations. Inspired by the Netflix initiative, a map of Lions Friendship benches is being created for the website, and this will help members of the public as well as Lions to find a place to sit and potentially make new friends when they visit different places. Special numbered Lions Friendship bench plaques will be available, and to submit details and a photograph of a bench funded by a Lions club to be included on the map, email benches@lionsclubs.co.uk. Celebrating young talent. Lion magazine celebrates the service and achievements of talented young people from across the British Isles. And here we report news of the winners of Lion's youth projects. Alongside their success, we acknowledge the thousands of entrants who made a difference in their local communities. Thanks also to every Lions club that encourages young people to get involved and join us. So, young ambassador Khan Odita was the young ambassador winner, and he is author of two children's titles and founder of the Mulgrave Street Action Group. And the Lions Shipshape Award winner was Cameron Cox, young leader and school ambassador involved in setting up art workshops reflecting on emotions and learning journeys. The Lions Roar, Children Changing the World. The winners were Dormers Wells Junior School, St Martin's C of E Primary School, Upton Priory School and St Francis Priory School. Also Lord Derrimore's Primary School, St George's Primary School, Wanersh and Shamley Green School and the Prince of Wales School. And the Peace Competition, the essay winner was George Ducas, "Whoever We Are, We Share a Connection with Others." And the Peace Poster Contest winner was Martha Gilson, who said, "We are all connected by our similarities underneath everything, and peace comes from recognising that." Would it work? Welcome to the Lion's Den. The Lion's Den in Keighley, West Yorkshire, was crafted from a love of woodwork. It is said to be the UK's only shed with upcycled Japanese-themed koi carp tanks. And what's more, the pond was designed and made by Lions members, and who even embellished it with the shed's name in Japanese, and I am not going to attempt to pronounce it. Keighley Lions has many talented members who have taken the club out into the local community and started a crafting revolution. Initially, they visited a nearby pop-up shed to run sessions on using woodworking machinery and tools. And this led to a fortuitous encounter with Andy Ryland, the Men's Shed Development Officer from Community First Yorkshire, who suggested that the Lions form a shed. Many Lions clubs across the British Isles support sheds, as they provide vital community spaces where individuals come together to talk, create, have fun and reduce loneliness and isolation. Realising there wasn't one in Keighley, the Lions discovered an old disused nursery at the back of the museum at Cliff Castle, and this was perfect for the new Lions Den. Open to men and women, the award-winning venture is run independently but has a lot of links with Keighley Lions. A donation of £300 funded initial equipment, and when the Lions are working on a project, the Den might source materials or make what the club needs. Many local craft people, working and retired, share their skills such as glassmaking at the Lions Den. It attracts families and individuals, and Keith Lee Lyons has gained 4 new members, with several more interested in joining. And this helps the club to become even more active in the local community. And if you want to know more about the Lyons Den, listen to Keith Lee Lyon, Alan Clark, on the April edition of the Step Forward and Get Involved podcast. The Lyons Den has helped Keith Lee Town Council with its Seat with a View project to renovate and relocate 15 benches formerly sited in the Town Hall Square. Originally, the benches were donated to the Lyons Den, and once new seats were added, made from 100% recycled materials, the council bought the benches back to install in new locations. And this money has helped maintain and run the Lyons Den. The Seat with a View project has had such a positive feedback, with local people involved in choosing where to place the benches, and now they've been given a new lease of life. The Lyons Den team was given the lucky job to relocate the benches throughout the beautiful Pennines and Yorkshire Dales. Step Forward and Volunteer is a new monthly podcast from Lions Club's British Isles, featuring stories, information and discussion about local community volunteering. Through conversations with inspirational guests, Step Forward and Volunteer celebrates the positive difference volunteering makes to communities across the British Isles and beyond. Be uplifted, be inspired. So what is a podcast? A podcast is an audio program that you can listen to whenever you like using a smartphone, tablet or computer. The Lion podcast is called Step Forward and Volunteer, and a new episode will be available on the second Wednesday of each month. Listening to a podcast is easy. You can subscribe to never miss an episode, or listen on demand to the latest episode and any earlier programs. So in order to listen, visit www.lionsclubs.co, where you'll see a link to the Lion podcast. Follow the instructions to play or download an episode, or download an app to visit one of the following audio platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Podbeam. Search for Step Forward and Volunteer and listen and subscribe to every episode. And remember to let others know about Step Forward and Volunteer. If they haven't come across podcasts before, please explain and show them how to find the Lion podcast. Lion Magazine wants to hear from you. Lion Magazine welcomes club stories and photographs. The editorial team reviews all contributions when planning each issue, developing the themed features and writing articles. Stories need to be of interest to most of the magazine's readers, both Lions and members of the public, to stand a chance of being included. So what makes a good story? A good story is one that stands out and is memorable. It might involve an original or unusual activity, project or fundraiser, or maybe it adds a twist or new approach to an old classic that will inspire other clubs. Consider how you tell the story to a friend and not lose their interest. Include a quote in their own words from someone who took part in an event. Show how money raised helped people in the local community. Share the effect on real lives. Were problems overcome, tears dried or funny bones tickled? Don't sweat over the wording. Our editorial team will craft the piece if you provide the main facts and relevant supporting details. And please check spelling of names for people and places. What makes a good photograph? A good photograph enhances a story. A great shot is the story. Event, project and fundraiser photographs should feature people and their expressions. Help people relax, be informal, frame tightly and capture those magic moments. show the story. That means how donations are used, not a check presentation. Photograph people doing interesting things in interesting places in interesting ways. Take a variety of images, including portrait and landscape, to offer options to the Lion editorial team. Ensure all photographs you submit are high resolution and sharp. You need to get a written agreement from everyone visible in a photograph before sending it to the Lion. And please send your text as an attachment in an email with accompanying photographs to lion.editorial@lionsclubs.co. And in the email include club name and contact details, email address, name and phone number of the person submitting the story, and a member of the editorial team may need to get in touch to obtain further information. This is from Dr. Yung Yul Choi, Chairperson, Lions Clubs International Foundation. Dear fellow humanitarian, as we approach June the 30th, the end of Historic Campaign 100, I invite you to read and reflect on ways in which Lions Clubs International Foundation, LCIF, our global foundation, has magnified your service, my service, and the service of Lions and Leos worldwide. As a community leader, you know the service of every member of our association, current and future, depends on ongoing financial support of LCIF. So thank you for embracing the notion that service means both doing and giving. Serving with our hands, embracing diversity, and giving to LCIF are what being Lions and Leos is about. I hope stories of service impact on these pages, made possible by generous support of and by LCIF and our campaign, and inspire you to participate more fully and to encourage others to join you in supporting Campaign 100. As you know, abundant, limited edition recognition awaits. Even more, I hope you will realise the importance of ongoing support of the Foundation to ensure LCIF can continue empowering each of us to do more than would be possible without grant funding. Did you know that 2.2 billion people have vision impairment or blindness? Nearly one-third of young teens worldwide have recently experienced bullying. Weather-related disasters have grown more than 50% over the last 40 years. And each day, 300 people die from measles. One in 11 people has diabetes. 300,000 children up to the age of 19 are diagnosed with cancer each year. One in 9 people lacks enough food to be healthy and active. And by 2025, half of the world's population will be lived in water-stressed areas. The world needs Lions. Preserving the precious gift of sight. Not long ago, eye care was inaccessible and often unaffordable to many in Paraguay's rural Itapua community. In 2018, Lions began changing that, helping fund and bring to fruition Lions Clubs of Coronel Bogado Ophthalmology Clinic, with $62,700 in LCIF grant funding. Lions equipped the clinic, making more extensive permanent care accessible close to home. Today, the clinic has modern equipment for diagnosing refractive errors, cataract, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and pediatric eye diseases. The new machines and technology are helping the clinic to increase patient capacity 30% annually over 60 months to more than 3,400 consultations a year. Patients needing treatment Beyond the clinic's capability, I referred to another clinic in Asuncion, several hours away by car, with Lions funding transportation and care for those unable to pay. Clear vision for years to come. When a friend mentioned a clinic offering free vision screenings and affordable eyeglasses, 65-year-old Francois, who couldn't see clearly beyond 10 inches, hopped aboard his motorbike, travelling 29 miles, to the clinic. For obvious reasons, the trip was treacherous, but Francois was desperate and knew the risk would be worth the reward. Bringing the life-changing clinic to fruition were LCIF and Lions in Burkina Faso, who used nearly $111,000 in LCIF Site First grant funds to work with local partners to build optical clinics in areas of the country where eye care was unavailable or unaffordable. The project, which began in 2018, will screen vision for 124,000 people and distribute 26,400 pairs of eyeglasses. Francois' outcome? His first pair of eyeglasses purchased for just $10, and I can see everything perfectly, he exclaimed, and his home trip on his motorbike was a far safer journey. Ensuring a safe and healthy future for youth. Building better school environments and communities. In Merrick, New York, students and teachers feel the positive effects of Lions Quest LCIF Social and Emotional Learning Curriculum. Launched district-wide, Lions Quest is helping students develop confidence, self-esteem and teamwork skills, while fostering a sense of community through ongoing fun, team-oriented lessons and discussions. Second graders at Chatterton School enjoyed a lesson that required them to work together towards a common goal and then discuss what worked and what did not. In addition to benefiting students, Lions Quest is also positively affecting the community. Students at Birch School raised close to $3,200 for childhood cancer research after participating in the program's service learning lessons. Helping struggling families cope with childhood cancer. Lions recognise that families affected by childhood cancer bear the weight of long hours spent enduring treatment and feelings of helplessness and uncertainty about the future. With support from LCIF, compassionate and caring Lions worldwide are helping ease the burden. In Utrecht, Netherlands, a $150,000 childhood cancer grant from the foundation is helping Lions upgrade 87 patient rooms at Princess Maxima Centre for Paediatric Oncology. An anticipated 4,350 families will benefit annually from the rooms, which enable parents, siblings and caregivers to stay with children undergoing treatment. And a $32,000 LCIF childhood cancer grant awarded to the Lions of Kerala, India, is delivering joy to children stricken with a disease no youngster should have to bear. Grant funds are helping Lions establish a child's library, a conference hall for youngsters, and a small theatre to enhance quality of life for more than 60 children each year at Malabar Cancer Centre. There when disaster strikes. Rebuilding the future in Southeast Africa. Pummeling Southeast Africa's coast, Cyclone Idai delivered a devastating blow in 2019. Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Malawi all suffered the storm's wrath and sustained unprecedented damage and devastation. Nearly 1,100 people perished. Hundreds of thousands more were left homeless. With more than 3 million people in desperate need, LCIF responded swiftly, sending 200 tents, providing much-needed shelter and 700 water purifiers, vital to stemming the cholera outbreak that had begun. But there was more to be done. With a focus on restoring children's education and everyday lives, Lions used £70,000 in LCIF disaster grants to help rebuild three schools and repair damaged classrooms in so many more. Steadily, once obliterated schools rose from the ground. And providing rapid relief to Haiti. Last August, a massive earthquake struck the island of Haiti. 2,100 people lost their lives, more than 12,000 were injured, and 53,000 homes were destroyed. Days later, the country was hit hard again, this time by a strong tropical storm affecting relief efforts, which were already difficult due to COVID-19. Responding quickly, LCIF awarded $100,000 in a major catastrophe grant, and with the funds, Lions provided immediate support for victims, including more than 1,900 food kits and 11,000 water bottles delivered to families across 33 underserved rural areas in South Haiti, Grandanse and Nieps. And messages here to your Campaign 100 leadership, and this is from Dr. Suhiro Yamada and J. Frank Moore III, both past international president, chairman, chairperson and vice chairperson of Campaign 100. We hope you're enjoying reading more about the many ways that LCIF, our global foundation, empowers our service through grants. To award these grants, LCIF must have funding, and that's why Campaign 100 continues through June. We're grateful generous humanitarians like you continue supporting LCIF. Because of you, we're moving closer to Campaign 100's goal of raising $300 million. But we need participation from all Lions, Leos and clubs worldwide. We also remind you that with just 6 months left in our historic campaign, time is running out to earn limited edition Campaign 100 recognition. Read on to learn more about how you can continue helping LCIF magnify your service impact. Individual giving. For those who have already invested in Campaign 100 and your future service, thank you for giving and for your ongoing financial support. If you have not yet donated, there's no time like the present. No gift is too small. And these words were from a recent address by Campaign Vice Chairperson, past International President Frank Moore, and they hold true today through to the end of our campaign and beyond. LCIF is grateful for every gift and also pleased to offer the Lions of Commitment and Empowerment Programme, which celebrates humanitarians whose donations to LCIF and Campaign 100 are between $3,000 and $25,000. Fortunately, there are many ways that your club can show their support. You can become a model club, a Campaign 100 model club champions LCIF cause areas and broadly promotes Lions, LCIF and Campaign 100. The deadline has been extended. Clubs committing to the model club effort between July the 1st, 2021 and June the 30th, 2022 now have 3 years from the date of commitment to reach model club goals and earn limited edition recognition. Celebrating partnerships magnifying impact. Just as the foundation enhances Lions service, valued partners and affiliates, and they increase on the foundation's ability to give, so Lions can serve even more people across the globe. LCIF proudly marks two decades of partnership with two of the world's renowned organisation, LCIF and the Special Olympics. In July 2021, LCIF and Special Olympics launched a 12-month celebration of their 20-year partnership alongside the service of more than 22,000 Lions and Leos volunteering their time to Special Olympics. LCIF and Special Olympics have helped hundreds of thousands of people with intellectual disabilities and their families benefit from activities delivered through the Opening Eyes program, family health forums, healthy hearing, special smiles and inclusive sports. And LCIF and Johnson & Johnson Vision. In 2022, LCIF and Johnson & Johnson Vision celebrate 20 years of partnership that has resulted in the largest school-based eye health program known as Sight for Kids. The program prepares Lions and eye care professionals to provide comprehensive eye health services in low-income schools in Asian, African and European countries. Most recently expanding the program to the United States in South Florida. Sight for Kids also provides teachers with training to deliver eye health education, perform visual acuity testing and screen for common eye conditions. To date, more than 42 million children have been screened. Students identified with potential vision impairment or eye ailments are referred to healthcare providers for evaluation. Swimmarathon success for Jersey boys and girls. Primary school children were among over 2,500 swimmers, helping to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Jersey Lions annual swimmarathon. Sponsored by investment services group Ravenscroft, the event attracted 418 teams of six swimmers and raised over £90,000. The main beneficiary of the 2022 swimmarathon is the community hub located at Maison de Lans in Saint-Ouen. This is the only hotel in the Channel Isles designed specifically for people with disabilities. The community hub is a new social space and meeting point for local community groups, charities, disability organisations and individuals. Accessible to locals and visitors alike, the unique facility offers modern facilities, treatment rooms and a range of organised activities. Maison de Lans is a charitable trust set up by the Lions Club of Jersey in 1967 to provide holidays for people with a disability along with their family, friends and carers. It will reopen in 2023 following a two-year £2.5 million refurbishment. Holiday Home from Home. Ilfracombe and District Lions have entered into a new partnership with Verdant Leisure, owners of the Woolacombe Golden Coast Leisure Park, to provide holiday breaks for people living with disability, and this will cover 16 weeks during the year. The club reinvests proceeds from its luxury villa in supporting good causes. Stand Up With Ukraine. Across the British Isles, Lions and their local communities have crafted, collected and donated to support the people of Ukraine. Crochet hearts in the colours of Ukraine's national flag have boosted fundraising by Ceridian Invictus Lions at their local Morrison supermarket. And trauma teddies for Ukrainian children have been knitted by members of Minehead Lions and a friend. And Southwest UK Virtual Lions donated funds to the Ukraine Appeal that were raised at their first ever craftwork store in Keynsham and from an online shop at swukLionsClub.org.uk. And in partnership with local supermarkets, Upholland Tord Vale Lions have collected new clothing, nappies, first aid kits, toiletries and other needed items donated by the local community. And the aid has been transported using the club's van to Polski Merseyside, as it is destined for Poland to support refugees from Ukraine. Platinum Jubilee Trees. The Queen's Green Canopy is a sustainable tree planting initiative marking Her Majesty's Platinum Jubilee in 2022. Lions clubs have been encouraged to get involved with the celebration, and those planting a tree for the Jubilee can upload a photograph to queensgreencanopy.org/map-education-hub. Guided by park ranger Eleanor Pratt, Odeby and Wigston Lions have added 70 Jubilee trees at Broxhill, Odeby, and these will grow alongside the 100 trees planted to celebrate Lions Club's 100th birthday in 2017. At Sywell Country Park in East Northamptonshire, members of Wellingborough Lions and Friends helped plant 250 trees. 50 were bought by the club to commemorate its 50th anniversary and contribute to the Queen's Green Canopy. Some short articles now, community stories. It's the gift that keeps on growing. In celebration of Bristol Brunel Lions Club's 50th anniversary, members gave out 50 bags of spring bulbs with the local community. Blooming marvellous. And most excellent. Cafes, pubs, shops and schools in Sherborne and surrounding villages are supporting Elmet Lions Easter Egg Appeal. Each location is running a prize to win one of 24 large Belgium chocolate eggs bought from John Bull Confectioners. The East Grinstead Lions would like to say a huge thank you to anyone who bought candy floss, popcorn or made a donation at the Love EG event. And £407 was made, and this will be added to a £2,000 donation from the EG Club and sent to the Lions International Ukraine Appeal. Many Ukrainian refugees will benefit from your kindness, so thank you. And Dartford Lions Club say our Ukrainian aid update, our volunteers have safely arrived at the drop-off point in Europe, and a horse box full of supplies, along with Lion Eleanor Palmer and her team, were doing the unloading. And Garfoot and District Lions say we are fortunate to live in an amazing community. So massive thanks today goes to the Caroline Ather School of Dance for their blue and yellow week-long appeal. And they raised £570 to go to the Lions Club's International Foundation Ukraine Appeal. And St Mary's Church of England aided primary school. Thank you to Billingshurst Lions for enhancing Red Nose Day with a flamboyance of flamingos. And Guildford Lions Clubs retweeted, really good meeting yesterday helping with the Lions Club Woking Lions Martian Race. 5k, 10k and 21k around the beautiful Horsell Common, June the 26th, 2022. This final article is a very long one, but could be extremely important. A nomination has been received for endorsement by Lions Club's Multiple District 105 for the position of Third International Vice President of Lions Clubs International. Past International Director Lion Phil Nathan MBE has been proposed by the Centennial 100 Champions Lions Club of East Anglia and seconded by the Peterborough Lions Club. Voting to endorse PID Lion Phil Nathan will take place at the Lions MD 105 convention in Birmingham. So I hope you read this before the convention, which is only in a couple of weeks. The expression, a man of many parts, could have been coined for this dedicated lion. A family man, he is married to lion Heidi Ann, a member of the Helen Keller Internet Lions Club, with daughters Hannah and lion Francesca, a member of the Centennial 100 Champions Lions Club. He first became a lion in 1982, but his name became synonymous with that of Southwood and Ferrers Lions Club when he was charter president in 1989. In 2016, Phil, with other innovative idea, helped form the Centennial 100 Champions Lions Club and transferred there. He was club president for 2018-19 and 2019-20, enrolling six Special Olympic athletes into the club's membership. He fast-tracked through club, district and multiple district and was chairman of the council in 1996-97, shortly afterwards becoming chairman of the Lions Clubs International A Gift for Living Trust, which has saved the lives of several thousand babies and children. His work with young people has been exceptional, including being MD Leo chairman and receiving the International President's Leo Award and serving as the MD Youth Chairman. He has tirelessly served the multiple district in active ways, too numerous to list, but including twice Chairman of the Council Advisory Committee, Grant Administrator for the Lions Eye Health Programme, and an inspirational advocate of membership extension and retention. He was the prime mover for the creation of the Palace of Westminster Lions Club in 2006 and the Helen Keller Internet Lions Club in 2008. His qualities were recognised by being elected to serve on the International Board in 1999-2001, chairing the Service Activities Committee in his second year, and for 2 years he was Area Impact Team Leader for Europe. He was first appointed back to the International Board as Advisor to the Finance and Headquarters Committee. Phil has served four International Presidents as Group Leader for DG Elect Seminars and was an instructor at European Leader Institutes, including those at Bern in 2010 and Vienna 2013, and Brussels 2020. He chaired the host committee and was president of the exceptionally successful 2006 and 2014 Europa Forums in Bournemouth and Birmingham, and for a long period was chairman of the working group on the procedures of the Europa Forum and represented the English-speaking countries on the European Long Range Planning Committee. At the Europa Forum, Montreux 2017, he was elected archivist and advisor for a five-year term and sits as secretary to the European Long Range Planning Committee. Prime among the many recognitions for his work, in 1989 he received the Freedom of the City of London, and in 2001 Lion Phil was honoured by the Queen with an MBE. He has received innumerable awards and other recognitions from Lions Clubs International. Uniquely in MD 105, before serving as an international director, he was honoured to receive the Ambassador of Goodwill Award, the association's highest recognition, from International President Howard Patterson Jr. in 1997-98. He is a second century ambassador, senior master membership key holder, progressive Melvin Jones fellow, and progressive Burt Mason humanitarian award recipient. In 2011, Lion Phil was presented with the Lion Recognition Award, given only to lions whose endeavours have been deemed appropriate by the international president, the first lion in the European constitutional area to receive this award. Acknowledging his first 15 years' work in the former Yugoslavia, work that still continues. He was recognised with the Medal of Merit from MD118 Turkey in 1997 and from Ireland in 2006. He was honoured with fellowship of the Helen Keller Lions Eye Foundation of California, Nevada in 2002 and the Lewis Volks Humanitarian Award of South Africa in 2019. Phil has also made an honorary Tennessean in 2019 by the state governor of Tennessee. Lion Phil has stepped back after a distinguished career as a stockbroker in the City of London. He is a Chartered Fellow of the Chartered Securities Institute and a Fellow of the Institute of Directors. In a highly competitive environment, he remains highly respected for his integrity. He holds a number of significant roles in connection with the London Stock Exchange and throughout his career has proudly lived by its motto of Dictum Meum Pactum, my word is my bond. In 2018, Phil was elected as chairman of the Stock Exchange Veterans Charity. Lion Phil's skills as a leader, motivator and communicator have resulted in him taking a major role at forums, seminars and conventions, including international conventions, over the years. He was the international president's representative at the 2000 Europa Forum in Florence, a prestigious post awarded only to lions of experience and expertise. His skills as a leader and strategic thinker have been recognised by appointment to the boards of world-leading charities, including MedicAlert, both in the British Isles and Ireland, and internationally, where he served on the board and helped to develop joint programmes between MedicAlert and LCI. He served for 9 years on the executive committee and board of MedicAlert International, stepping down by rotation. He was a trustee of the 105EA Lions Hearing Trust, now being extended across the MD. And in 2011, was elected to chair the Board of Music and the Deaf, retiring in 2013, having led the transformation of the charity's fortunes and creating a new strategic direction. In 2013, Lion Phil was appointed as chairman of the Lion Central and Eastern European Initiative, the CCEI, and in 2021, the International Board appointed Phil to chair the newly formed Central and European Development, the CEED. The objectives of which include actively supporting regional growth and development needs, building a strong member base and other initiatives to ensure that LCI remains the world's leader in community and humanitarian service. In February 2017, he was appointed to the New and Emerging Countries Committee as a representative for Europa and in 2019 was appointed to be a European voice on the Data Protection Committee. Council appointed Lion Phil as the director of MD105 Life Skills Limited to take over from TACAID and develop the business, now working closely with Lions Quest. After serving for 9 years, Lion Phil stepped down by rotation as a director of Special Olympics GB, with which Lions worldwide have a highly successful relationship. He constantly uses his talents to benefit Lions and partners and has subsequently been appointed to the advisory board of Special Olympics GB. Lion Phil sourced two significant sponsors for the Young Ambassadors competition and in connection with Gift for Living has secured anonymous substantial corporate donations to complement LCIF grants totaling more than £1.5 million. Phil led a successful tripartite partnership between MD105, LCIF and the Loomba Foundation, raising in excess of £100,000, helping to empower widows by providing sewing machines and training, enabling their rightful return to society. Council appointed Lion Phil as the MD Centennial Committee Chairman for the period 2014-2018 to coordinate the MD's contribution to the association's centennial celebrations and as the Global Service Team Chair for 2017-2021 to build on the centennial successes. Lion Phil was invited to speak to the Global Lions Leadership Summit and presented on Lions collaboration in delivering service across borders. He also took part in another virtual program called Raw with Rishi. Phil participated in the 12-hour Epic Lions Globally United program, and he was involved with Telethon 1 and now Telethon 2, which will become a unique global annual event to support LCIF. He has participated in a series of interviews with Leos talking about his vision of inclusion. Innovation and relevance are his bywords, and this currently uncertain global environment, Phil and his team, with the full support of LCI, has successfully completed a live Zoom-based Regional Lions Leadership Institute, utilising breakout rooms and simultaneous translation for the Lions of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Republic of Montenegro and Republic of Serbia, the first such event to be held in the world. He is currently country coordinator for both those groups along with the Republic of Iraq. At Europa Forum 2021, Phil championed a ball for all, a soft soccer ball with bells inside, allowing visually impaired children to be involved in sports activities. Lion Heidi Ann has been an outstanding support to Lion Phil in all his activities and continues to be so. And I can only say he's got my vote. And that's it for this issue. Thank you.